Hey everyone, welcome to Sunday Commutes, a podcast where I combine the worlds of web development and business and share my experiences. So this is episode 52. I'm going to be listening to a couple of call-ins and answering some questions. So I actually want to start off with a new thing. I'm going to call it like cool thing to check out of the week or something like that. But it's where I basically like share something that I think you should take a look. I think it's cool. So Childish Gambino, who's like an actor, he wrote for 30 Rock, he's played in Community, and he's a rapper. So I've been listening to him for a while, and he finally released a new music video. It dropped last Saturday night, and it's called This Is America. And I wouldn't be sharing it if it wasn't like such a like a profound, like kind of symbolic music video. There's a lot that happens in it. I also think it's a good song, but definitely think you should check it out. Definitely let me know what you think of it. It like refers to a lot of current problems in society right now, so I think it's pretty cool. Definitely check that out. So I have two call-ins today. One's from Lasha, who's called in once before, and another one from Leon Hitchens, who I've known for a while. So I think, you know, these two call-ins, enough questions and stuff for me to talk about enough in this episode. So let's listen to the first call-in from Lasha.
Hey, Sunny. Just want to say that I'm a huge fan of Gary Vaynerchuk. Thanks for the review. Bought the book myself a few weeks back, but haven't been able to pick it up yet because of, you know, excuses. But now I'm inspired and motivated by your review to pick it up, finish it, and get back on track with that. I'm a huge fan of what Gary preaches a lot in his videos. And one of the things that stands out to me most is, in my case, I am interested in creating content and the idea of documenting instead of being an expert and just showing my journey and creating content out of that and creating multiple verticals across the different platforms is just such a powerful concept, and I think it can go so far. But yeah, either way, thanks for the review, and I'll keep you posted.
All right, thanks, Lasha, again for calling in. So I'm really glad like my review of the book inspired you, and hopefully at this point you've picked it up and or you said you picked it up. Hopefully you've continued reading it. Definitely finish the book. I think it's worth it. But most importantly, like, it's not just finishing the book, it's acting on it, which is what I want to update, you know. And by the way, obviously, if you haven't listened to my episode of me reviewing the book, Crushing It by Gary Vaynerchuk, definitely listen to that after this. But yeah, like kind of an update based on what I've done after listening to the book, because I listened to the audio version. So I've actually, like, one of the main things is excuses. Excuses are so powerful because they prevent you from doing something that you want to do, even though, you know, you might be passionate about it, you might actually want to do it, but like, there's just always something. If there's a small pain point or, you know, just a small bit of laziness, you end up just creating any sort of excuse to get you from not doing, you know, and completing that goal. So I simply like stop making excuses. And this is obviously Gary preaches it in like every one of his pieces of content, but I still like it takes like, and he has actually mentioned this on another podcast where he says like it'll take, you know, a couple months or even years sometimes for his message to reach his audience. And I think this is one of the things that it's so obvious, but it's finally reached me. So I've just stopped making excuses. And the thing to show for it is I'm actually like working on a new SaaS product, a software as a service. So I'm working on a new project. I'm 3 weeks in. I've been developing and like, you know, I've built most of the API at this point. I've written a lot of code and completed a couple features. So, you know, I'm going to continue to do it too. Now, you know, there's so many excuses I could make, you know, I'll do it tomorrow. I'm tired. I'm going to watch some Netflix or whatever. But if I, you know, if I tell myself like, that's just an excuse where, you know, if I fall into like this habit again, you know, I'm not going to like finish the product, right? Like it's basically like setting my priorities straight. If I'm going to make excuses for myself, then like, I don't want it, enough where, you know, the excuse is like more powerful than me trying to reach my end goal. But in me just kind of like remembering like why I want to, you know, build a product, why I want to, you know, code in my spare time, even though I do it like in my day job and stuff. Just remembering like one, actually enjoy it. And so setting aside like a couple hours every night, every evening, and on the weekends, you know, I can remember again, like, cause once I'm in the process of doing it, I actually do enjoy it. And I always just kind of set my mind on the goal. And whenever something comes along where I might be creating an excuse for myself, I just tell myself like, either I do it or I don't. It's, you know, like if you obviously like don't want it enough if you end up just, you know, chilling and not doing what you're supposed to. So I don't know. I think like kind of hopefully that makes sense. I don't know. But it took me like, you know, a year or two for me to kind of like just stop making excuses. And instead of like, you know, just kind of say like, hey, I didn't do it, but I'll do it, you know, the next opportunity whenever it comes. So, you know, if I didn't like code tonight, I'll do it tomorrow. But I'm not going to let that like cycle continue where I keep procrastinating on it. I just kind of remind myself like, okay, I either like do this excuse or I just go ahead and like and put in the work because I remember why I'm doing it and that forces me to. And then one of the other things Lasha, you mentioned is, you know, document, don't create. That's something that Gary preaches a lot as well. And so for me, it comes down to two things. One is I'm just trying to, give back and teach what I learned from other people. And so I'm not trying to be an expert in any of this stuff, but I think it's useful. Like, I'm just trying to give away stuff like just to be helpful. I'm not trying to ask for anything back. You know, I'm just trying to kind of like apply the golden rule in a way in which, you know, at a certain point I needed help with something, either that's something in coding and web development or just like any life situation, like I needed help at some point. So once I've learned it, it makes a lot of sense for me to give back and hopefully help someone else who's trying to overcome the same situation. But because I've gone through that process, you know, if I document my process and show like, hey, these are the steps that I took, and I can eliminate some of them for you by showing you how to, you know, just teach you directly how to solve that problem. And so that should save people some time. And, you know, it's just like just sharing my experiences and hopefully that helps people out. So I really love that. And yeah, pretty much. I mean, like, thanks again for listening to that episode, Lasha, and I wish you luck in, you know, finishing the book and creating your content. All right, this next call-in is from Leon, so let's go ahead and listen to that.
Hey, Sonny. You were talking about Gary Vee. I have not listened to the full episode yet, just full transparency there. But I am curious how you find like creators like Gary Vee. Of course, everybody knows VaynerMedia and Vayner himself. But I'm curious, like, how do you find new, small, upcoming creators? And how do you, like, interact with them? I see that you're active on Twitter, and I see that you're, you know, reaching out to them here and there. But I'm curious what makes you want to reach out to them and connect with them. Like, is there a community that you go to find these people? Or is this just something that you come across great recommendations from your friends, or you find them on the recommendations on Twitter? Love to hear what you find and what you say. Thanks for doing your podcast.
All right. Thanks, Leon, for calling in. So I hope you finished the episode. That's kind of funny, but there's a couple questions that Leon asked me in that call. And so the first one's like, how do I find upcoming new creators, small creators specifically? So it depends like what type of creators, you know, like what industry you're in and stuff. So for me, obviously it's, you know, developers, but then I follow like some business people, some people in marketing, kind of all around the realm of like product creation. And then there's some people that I like watch for fun, but like, you know, I still learn some things from them. So let's kind of focus on developers. So a a lot of them I find on like GitHub and podcasts. Some of them like Syntax. I think Wes Boss is on there, who's really awesome, does a bunch of tutorials. Tools Day and Shop Talk Show, who Chris Courier is on that one. So just through podcasts, like I find people, especially through guests. So podcasts that have guests talk on them, I'm like, oh, this guy sounds really cool. He's built like, you know, this guy worked on React or this guy worked on some other cool library. So I find a lot of people through that way, through podcasts. And there's, you know, lots of places online of people recommending certain podcasts, no matter the industry. So obviously there's like tons of programming podcasts. And then there's also developers on YouTube. And there's not necessarily any great way to find creators like directly on YouTube. Like sometimes they'll suggest you videos and stuff, so you find people that way. But for the most part, it's just you happen to stumble upon them. For me, it's mostly through Twitter, or just like or friends recommending me them. But a couple on YouTube, like some recent ones that I've come across. Some of them are getting a little bit bigger now. So Joma, Amy Codes, and Ben Awad, who I've been watching some tutorials for this project that I'm building, and he's still pretty active. So there's some developers on YouTube that I follow. And as far as like Twitter goes, that's my main network. And just it's pretty simple there because you can just like find hashtags. So you could go to like, you know, hashtag programming and find some developers on there, right? I should probably close Trello. I'm getting a bunch of notifications. So I find creators that way, mostly through Twitter, through friend recommendations, you know, GitHub, podcasts, things like that. And then how do I interact with them? So again, Twitter, I just at mention them, I reply and just find like discussions that I think I can contribute to, or I might ask some questions, you know, and I just follow people through there. And then Anchor call-in, so obviously, you know, Lasha and Leon called me on Anchor through the Anchor app, and that way I'm able to interact and, you know, and ask answer questions and stuff. And then what makes me want to reach out, is there a community, and how do I like get recommendations and stuff? So so what makes me want to reach out is I want to like kind of share my, this kind of goes back to the Gary V segment. So what makes me want to reach out is I want to share my experiences. Like I want to share what I learned and to hopefully help out other developers and creators and whatnot. But then obviously also I want to learn from them too. So, you know, I want to reach out by kind of getting to know them, see if I can have them, you know, share some of their knowledge, share some of their like tips and tricks with certain things, and just, you know, just get in touch to hopefully, you know, just spread knowledge and like get to know them better. And then some communities, you know, again, Twitter is like, I love it so much for being able to talk directly to other people. But then there's also like some niche networks. One is Hashnode, which is like a social network for developers. And there's dev.to, that's dev.to. And it's kind of like a blog where other people can post articles on, and it's specific to programming. But it's really blown up. Like Ben Halpern is the creator, the co-founder of it. And he's also runs like a very popular Twitter account, which I'm blanking on the name of, but yeah, so there's some like sites, some of them specifically for programming, but, definitely Twitter. You can find a lot of, communities within Twitter on just many different industries. And then obviously like recommendations are really powerful. So if you have some friends that are creators or in development or whatever you're interested in, hopefully they will give you some recommendations. So Leon actually, you know, I talked to him a lot, and he told me about Gary Vaynerchuk. He told me about like Casey Neistat and all of those people. And through you know, those creators, then I find other smaller creators through like comments and recommendations and whatnot. So yeah, so that's kind of my take on finding creators. A lot of it just has to do with like staying active within the community. I think a lot of people expect it to be easier when you're not active. You know, like, oh, I just want to, like, what people should I follow? Someone just tell me. but it's much better if you kind of find them on your own. That way you're more interested in them. You know, you're not just following people for the sake of like, oh, give me like free stuff, give me knowledge, give me like tutorials or whatever. But it's much better that you find them naturally, organically, and try to form a relation with them. So if you stay active enough, you actually, you know, feel like you followed certain people for a certain number of years, and you feel a better connection with them. You feel like you kind of even know them, as opposed to just, you know, someone telling you like, these are the people to follow for like, you know, for like this framework or whatever, these types of tutorials. You might not, I don't know, like you might just not feel as a strong connection to them, and just kind of following them for the content instead of the personalities and the people themselves, if that makes sense. So yes, yeah, so this was kind of a somewhat quick, it's what, 16 minutes, so somewhat quick of an episode, just answering some call-ins and stuff. I do have some ideas for future episodes, so there's going to be some good content coming up, but yeah, if you want to ask me more questions, I definitely want to feature them. You can tweet me at SunnySyncIO or call in the Anchor app. Find me, the Sunny Commutes podcast on there. And that's pretty much it. So thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed. I know I get a little bit rambly, but hopefully you enjoyed listening anyway. So thanks for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one. Peace.